birthday concert. Okay, well, there's a lot of dulcimer players came up here this afternoon and we're trading around tunes and instruments and licks and everything else. And our first performer here tonight came all the way from Huntington. Her name is Trish Dillon, and she's going to start us off with a tune on the dulcimer.
I don't want to hit that. So. Oh, okay. I didn't know I was going to be first. Well, they said start off with something peppy, so I'll do a little bit of my version of John Henry. Can y'all hear that? Is that enough?
Okay, that was Trish Dillon to come all the way up from Huntington to pay a little tribute to the birthday persons. Now, I think I asked Carl Davis from right here in Coon Creek, about a stone's throw away here. Carl, are you going to come up and play us one or two? While Carl's getting his washing ready there.
My wife uses this for ironing board when I'm not using it to play on.
We've got a lot of folks that came tonight to pay tribute to Melvin and Sarah, and it's going to almost be like cattle getting them on and off the stage here all night. So, hope you'll bear with us a little bit. It's just too hard to keep all this real smooth when you've got so many people to get on and off. But I've asked an awful lot of people to get up and play a tune. And I hope through the night everybody who wants to can get up and play one.
Oh, we're playing D. That's all right. Sugar in the gourd. Mm-hmm. getting on whenever you just burn a string in two.
All right, that's
Carl Davis, my sugar and Lord and everyone who's listening. And I think Bobby Smith from All the Alkins to bring, it looks like he's bringing the fiddle up, so I guess that's where he's going to play.
I left my ironing board at home.
You can use mine.
If you have a dryer,
I'm on an exit. I guess organize this someone on the stage. So, I'm going to ask maybe Nick, are you ready to play on next? You can use my guitar, this is Nick. This is Bobby Smaga from Alkins Office of Instrument Repairman and Player, and a longtime friend of Alkins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Dick Kendrick. And now we have somebody that most people around here in Braxton County, I'm sure, have. Sarah is from, lives up on Salt Lake, near Heaters, and has been playing the fiddle for about 60 years, and plays for a lot of dances around this part of the country. And she's been a long time friend of Melvin, and she's the one who I was telling you at her birthday just the other day, and we're celebrating her birthday. Where's Tom King when I need him?
Trouble among the cannibals. Tell him what you're going to play.
Someone lost from a long cannibal. I learned to play the fiddle. So we'd play the fiddles together, see who could play the best tune. You know. I don't think any of us, either one of us played a good tune right back then. Thank you.
Not the same one.
How about that? He'd like the same one.
What?
Play until they kick us off.
I do.
We can play until they kick us off.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Okay. How about a hymn?
Thank you. you very much. Well, we're going to play a little tune here called Julie Calhoun.
They're going to play a tune called Julie Calhoun. I'm going to learn a tune called Julie.
On the training here.
Life is full of surprises.
That's what makes it so much fun.
Remember you said that.
Well, this is an old-time tune that my buddy Vince over here, he's the national old-time banjo champion. He moved to Nashville.
Old. 3 months. 3 months.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Happy birthday, Melvin.
Not only are they driving those Jaguars and BMWs, but they all put on about 30 pounds. You know they're doing good down there. Okay, David Schnaufer was one of the dulcimer players there, and he's been up in Elkins all this past week teaching people how to play the dulcimer. And there's another good friend of ours who was up from North Carolina teaching people to play dulcimer, and that's Betty Smith. And Betty's going to, I think, play a couple on the auto harp here. This is Betty Smith from Hot Springs, North Carolina.
Well, I'd like to... I was so close, and I wouldn't have missed this birthday party for the world. Miss saying happy birthday to Melvin and Sarah. So for them, I'm going to do a West Virginia, a poem from a West Virginia poet, Muriel Miller Dressler, who lives over St. Albans. And she's just one of my favorite poets in the whole world because she speaks very well for the part of the world where she comes from. And this is one that she calls the Road Song. I am bound for the mountains too long. Kiss her once for me. The fairest girl in all this world, I'm sure you'll say to she, and that's your part right there.
Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, both Jack and Joe set sail across the pond. Each vowed a fortune he would make before returning home. In one short year, Jack gained his wealth, and he set sail away. And as the friends shook hands to part, poor Joe could only say, "Give my love to Nellie Chuck and kiss her once for me, the fairest girl in all this world. I'm sure you'll say to she, treat her kindly, Jack, old boy. Tell don't forget to give."